Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
610 Sports Radio. Stay tuned for Vern's postgame show with Josh Vernier. It's also available on the Odyssey app. In the final today, Colorado wins it 6-4. For Denny Matthews, Ryan Lefevre, and our producer-engineer, Eric Guthrie, Steve Stewart saying good evening from Kauffman Stadium.
Kansas City Royals baseball has been brought to you by Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, the official barbecue sauce of the Kansas City Royals. The sauce is the boss. Sheet Metal Workers Local 2, demand metal excellence. Capital Federal, true blue for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, another one in the books. Sadly, another loss in the books. Royals fall in Game 2 and drop the series to Colorado. Final score, Rockies 6, Royals 4. Boys will hope to avoid a sweep tomorrow afternoon. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I think this show's pretty simple this evening. You pick your lane. And I don't think whatever lane you choose is a direct reflection of what type of Royals fan you are. No, this is not some sort of judgment on whether or not you're an optimist or a pessimist. But if you remain dialed in for those 9 innings and watched your boys in blue fall to a new low water mark on the season, 24 games below 500, if you remain dialed in, if you stuck with this one throughout, you pick your lane, because this game is about one of two things: Bobby Witt Jr. or Daniel Lynch. I don't know what else there is to discuss. And before we get too deep into it, a quick tip of the cap to Nick Prado. Didn't mention him on last night's postgame show, but he made a sensational defensive play last night. And he opened up today's game with a bomb, 438 feet. Unfortunately, when he hit that first inning bomb, the Royals were already down 5 runs. We'll get to that. In my mind, the story of this game was Daniel Lynch. You know what I've been focused on for years now. Pitching. Pitching. Pitching, pitching. Why is this Royals team 24 games below 500? Pitching. Pitching, pitching, pitching. So yeah, to me, Daniel Lynch is the story of the game. Five innings of, well, three earned runs on six hits, only one walk, and seven strikeouts. Daniel Lynch deserved a much prettier final line than that. I'm encouraged. Again, back-to-back starts. Where I leave encouraged, I don't know about you. Phone lines are open. If you want to talk Daniel Lynch, I'm happy to lend an ear. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Now, in my opinion, Daniel Lynch threw the equivalent of, well, six innings of two-run baseball. Daniel Lynch should have given you a quality start today. I'm not saying that to knock him. I'm not down on Daniel Lynch whatsoever. And I understand he could have picked up Bobby Witt Jr. in that first inning. It's not as if after Bobby makes that error right out of the gate, it's not as if Daniel Lynch is incapable of working around it. So let me put that out there. I'm not, well, maybe I am giving Lynch an excuse. But it's his second start of the season. It's Bobby's 52nd game, 51st game of the season. And as I say that, I recognize this is a 22-year-old playing every single day at a premium position, hitting at the top of the lineup for a team that's going absolutely nowhere. We've discussed it ad nauseum on this show. The difficulty that these 22, 23, 24-year-olds must have driving to the ballpark every day knowing if I don't put six runs on the board, we are going to lose. Royals pitching this season gives up on average a little over five runs a game. So driving to the ballpark every day, you know I got to put six runs on the board or we lose. You remember what it was like in the glory days. You get up 1-0 in the first inning and you're thinking, all right, hold them there. Hold them there, tack on if you can. All we need to do is hang on to a one-run lead and hand it off to the bullpen sometime in the fifth inning. All we need to do is scratch across a few runs and that'll be enough because we have the pitching, both starting pitching and relief pitching. Not the case this season. So very impressed with what Daniel Lynch was able to do, all the while his defense continuously tried to give it away. MJ Melendez in right field, Drew Waters in center field. I don't know what Salvi was doing in that rundown at third base. And then Bobby Witt Jr. By my count, six runs he cost the team. All five of those first inning runs, in my opinion, are laid at the feet of Bobby Witt Jr. And I understand, yes, again, Daniel Lynch could have worked around it. No doubt, you can pick up your teammate. No doubt. But Bob's got to make that play. Man on first, nobody out. Very beginning of the game, top of the first inning, man on, nobody out. Jurickson Profar on the eighth pitch of the at-bat, grounds into what should have been a 6-4-3 twin killing. Two batters later, a flyout should have ended the inning at 20 pitches for Daniel Lynch. Instead, Bobby Witt Jr. rushes the underhand toss to Matt Duffy at second base, doesn't control the baseball, drops it, and everyone's safe. Five runs come in to score. Daniel Lynch throws an additional 18 pitches in that first inning. There's no way you can convince. Daniel Lynch would have been out of the first, scoreless, 18 pitches. Instead, five runs, 38 pitches. An additional 18 pitches. So again, instead of scoreless first on 20 pitches, it's a five-run first on 38 pitches. Yeah, I lay all five runs at the feet of Bobby Witt Jr. Not to mention, him getting picked off a third base. One out, two on, Royals are down by four. You have two in scoring position. Vinny's on second, Bobby's on third, MJ's at the dish. One out, down by four, and he gets picked off a third base. The Rockies' backstop throws a bullet to the third baseman, and they tag Bobby Witt Jr. Second straight day, he's been picked off, caught napping. I don't know how you want to describe it, but he gets picked off of first base yesterday on a pop-up on the infield, and then today makes the second out at third base. Oh, and he would have scored because Vinny scored from second on a Michael Garcia opposite field RBI single. So Bobby on the offensive side cost the team a run, and on the defensive side cost the team five runs. Royals lose the game 6-4. There's only two stories coming out of this game. Bobby Witt Jr. and Daniel Lynch. Pick your lane. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I'm interested to hear what Bobby has to say. Because earlier today, as you know, working the... I have a chance every morning to talk with Matt Cotrero. And my question for him today was, does Bobby Witt Jr. need to dial it back a little bit? Now, it's easier said than done. Again, this is a 22-year-old that is as competitive as they come. All he wants to do is be a part of a winner, be on a winner, enjoy showing up to the ballpark every day because we got a chance to win. And if we're being honest, he's never had that. It's not his fault, but he's never had it at the big league level. Never has he shown up to the ballpark on a consistent basis with a team equipped to win. So I understand a young man drafted second overall that is aware that Adley Rutschman is likely going to start the All-Star game, sees Riley Green putting up numbers for the Detroit Tigers, other members of that 2019 draft class really showing out, becoming superstars. You saw what Julio Rodriguez did last season. You see what Corbin Carroll's doing this season. I know Bobby feels pressure. He's felt pressure from the outset. He does a good job of managing it. I'll give him that, no doubt. But if you've watched him of late, he's going at an 11. I just need you at a 9 or a 10. You can go full bore, especially on the base pass. I love it. Your speed is your best weapon. But I need you to take a deep breath. Make the routine play. Watch the ball into the glove. Take a pitch. It just seems as if everything is moving way too quickly, and if he just took his foot off the gas pedal a touch, we'd see that superstar that we know resides inside of Bobby Witt Jr. So I asked Q, would Bobby benefit from taking the foot off the gas pedal? And I don't know if Q was just going to endlessly defend his guys and disagree with any sort of assertion like that, but he wasn't going for it. We'll hear what Bobby Witt Jr. has to say coming up momentarily, but I want to hear from you. 913-586-7610. Just playing over his skis, just a touch. And I'm not trying to rein him in completely. Again, you would much rather have a guy that you need to try and temper. I'd much prefer that guy than a guy that I need to try and fire up. Right? No, I'm not knocking Bobby's aggressiveness. It's terrific. I love aggressive baseball. But it's hurting them. Trying to do a little bit too much. Look around the diamond. Look around your dugout. You have teammates. Yes, you may be the biggest name. You may be the Team USA guy. You might be the second overall pick. You might be the face of the franchise, save Salvador Perez. Yeah, you might be that guy, but you still have 25 teammates. You can't do it alone. Nobody's expecting you to do it alone. is take that foot off the gas pedal just a touch. So is it Bobby or is it Daniel Lynch and his strong five innings of work? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off with Grady, who was at the game today, driving back to Topeka. Grady, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Vern, I'm doing good. I was curious on what your opinion was with the body language. Especially Melendez, we were up again today, and really appalled by what Melendez was acting like on the field. I just thought body language was terrible. Curious what you have to say.
I agree 100%. It's been like that, I'd say, for about a week, maybe 2 weeks now, after tough strike three calls. You see the shoulders hang. You see a young man pouting at times. You know, I asked Q if the team was unfocused, and he said, well, you know, I don't know if they're focused or not. I know the ball does snake in the outfield. Okay. I'm not knocking Q. He's got to defend his guys. I understand the role of a manager. He's not going to sit up there and dump on his guys. But that's the second time in a week that's happened to MJ Melendez. That, to me, is solely focus, right? Drew Waters had the same thing happen to him today, where you take your eye off the ball, you lift your head up before securing the grounder in the outfield. Well, just an ugly day, an embarrassing performance from the Royals defensively, without question. Maybe the worst defensive performance we've seen in quite some time from an organization that prides itself on its defense. But yeah, after MJ allowed that ball to snake under his glove in the sixth inning, yeah, you saw him, I don't know, kind of like punch the air a little bit, frustrated at himself, but also frustrated with his season, frustrated with the team, frustrated with everything, and it's boiling over. I understand that. That would be me if I was out there. But I had no chance. No, of course not. I could never be a big leaguer. But that's why. Because you'd see it written all over me. My face, my body language, just a bad attitude. And for as much as I understand it, that's what separates the guys that stick around for a while, the ability to flush it up. MJ's young, right? He's still 24. It's interesting that Moose is in town. Mike Moustakas went through this same thing. The bad body language, the trying way too hard, right? Every time you attack a ground ball in right field, every time you try to make a throw from right field to third base, you're trying to erase the previous 57 games with one throw. Every swing at the dish, you're trying to hit a 6-run home run. Every time you charge that ground ball, you're trying to flip the team's record from 17-41 to 41-17. Doing way too much, and it's only going to lead you to spiral further. Grady, I saw the exact same thing. And for as much as I understand it and I see myself in it, that's not a good thing because I'm nowhere near a professional baseball player. I don't got that. I don't have that mental fortitude. I don't. I crack way too easily, as you hear quite often on this show. Let's go to Bill in Gladstone. Bill, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals drop 6-4, falling in the series to the Colorado Rockies. Go ahead.
Well, hey there. Former season ticket holder last year decided not to get season tickets this year because mainly nothing changed. We were happy to see the rookies and everything. But today, when I took my grandson to the Husker Day, mm-hmm. and when Stallmont got out there in relief, I looked at my grandson and said, over under on how many he walks this innings too, but I think it's going to be three. Wow. And sure enough, it's exactly the same. It's like last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were ahead and the bullpen let us down. I mean, where's the motivation for some of the offense and even, you know, just during the game when you're not confident in your bullpen in any way?
Well, I mean, the bullpen's just one of the facets that I wouldn't be comfortable in if I'm a Royal, right? I'm not comfortable with my rotation. I'm not comfortable with my defense today. I'm not comfortable with my bullpen. And shoot, we were down 5-0 before we had a single at bat. To your question, Bill, what's the motivation? The motivation is staying in professional baseball. Because outside of Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, I don't know many guys that are promised every day at bats in 2024. Well, Nick Prado's certainly earning his keep. Michael Massey and Michael Garcia and Drew Waters. Yeah, I'm impressed with them. But all three of those guys, they haven't even played 100 games of big league baseball. So they still need to find their footing in this game. They still need to impress you and I, the coaching staff, the front office, other teams' front offices. They're still fighting for their careers. They're fighting for their lives out there. So if motivation is an issue for anyone outside of Salvador Perez, I got major questions for that person. And I don't know if you're long for this game. Because again, look at Salvi. Look at Salvi, look at Barlow. Now, Salvi's on a highway to the Hall of Fame right now. Hasn't played a meaningful game outside of the World Baseball Classic. Salvi hasn't played a meaningful game since July or August of 2017. And yet, when I walked into the clubhouse today, what am I greeted by? A smiling Salvador Perez walking around telling everybody, "Hey, morning, amigo." Smiling, full of energy, full of life. I don't know how he does it. I turn to Annie Rogers of MLB.com as the Royals fell behind 5-0 in the top half of the first inning and just marveled at the way that Salvi continues to show up and shows that consistency, not only production-wise, but energy level-wise, positive attitude-wise. And then Scott Barlow. Got to give love to Scott Barlow. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. Yes, it's a three-run game at that point. I don't know about you. I certainly wasn't confident that the Royals were going to mount a comeback. Nonetheless, even though it wasn't a pressurized spot for Scott Barlow, he retires the side on 14 pitches. I bring him up, not because of that ninth inning, but because Well, I'll just ask you. You remember the last time Scott Barlow went on the... Oh, should I even mention it? Now I feel like I'll jinx it. Listen, my point is this. I'm way too superstitious. But my point is this. Aroldis Chapman's dealing with a knee right now. Carlos Hernandez has that callus that split open on his thumb. Amir Garrett just landed on the IL. Taylor Clark was on the IL. And there's Scott Barlow, ready to take the ball, just like he was last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that, ready to take the ball, ready to throw strikes, ready to get outs. Scott Barlow, Zach Greinke, and Salvador Perez. What do you know? They're your three best players once again. Royals lose 6-4. We take a quick timeout. We'll hear from Daniel Lynch. We'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. But I want to hear from you. Of those two, who's your headliner? Is it Daniel and what he showed you over those strong five innings? Or was it the very rough performance from Bobby Witt Jr.? Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. We get to your calls after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And hit high in the air, deep into the right field corner, and gone. Nick Prado. Nick Prado hitting foul balls this way and that way, left field, right field, on the ground, and finally he got a pitch. And he ambushed it. I mean, he jumped that pitch, really blasted it.
Denny Matthews on the call, the Hall of Famer, bringing you all the sights and sounds of today's Royals loss. 6-4 to the Rockies. Welcome back. Prado's third home run of the season, eighth pitch of the at-bat, a fastball up and in. And as the great Denny Matthews told you, he rushed that bad boy and sent it 438 feet over the right field wall to cut the deficit to 4. Royals trailed 5-0 after the first inning, or after the top half of the first inning. Trailed 5-1 after 1. 5-2 after 3. Colorado would score one off of Josh Staumont in the 6th. That gives them their 6 runs. Royals would tack on 2 more in the final 2 frames, an RBI opposite field single, a nice piece of hitting from Drew Waters in the 8th. And then Salvador Perez makes me regret my double play decision as he singles to center, driving in Bobby Witt Jr., who probably had the worst 3-for-5 day with a stolen base and a run scored you're ever going to see. Right? You look at the box score, and you're thinking, hey, he didn't have that bad of a day. 3-for-5. One of only 2 Royals with multiple hits. Way to go, Bob. Stole a base, scored a run. But he was picked off a third base, which cost the team a run. And he missed what should have been, in my opinion, a 6-4-3 double play in the first inning, which would have held the Rockies off the scoreboard and allowed Daniel Lynch to retire the side on just 20 pitches. Instead, it's a 5-run first inning, and Lynch throws 38 pitches. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. It's also our text line number, 913-586-7610, the J Southland Tow Service text line. Let's dive in. From the 816 and Sammy Mojito, he writes in, Vern, Bobby Witt just needs to let the game come to him. I agree with you. He just needs to dial it down a couple of notches and just focus because he has all the tools. Yeah, no question. And listen, I'm not down on Bobby Witt Jr. I'm very happy that they selected him 2nd overall. I want him as a Royal. So you hold him to a certain standard while also acknowledging that he's 22 and has a lot of pressure on his shoulders. Some of it internally from the organization, from the fan base, from the city. But I feel like an equal amount of the pressure on his shoulders was put there by himself. I mean, honestly, I got to bring this to you. I spoke with Mike Moustakas yesterday. And I asked him, because what the Royals are going through right now, what 22-year-old Bobby Witt and 24-year-old MJ and 25-year-old Vinny, what they're going through is very similar to what 23-year-old Mike Moustakas went through in 2012. What 22-year-old Eric Hosmer and 22-year-old Salvador Perez, what they went through in 2012, which was every day driving to the ballpark knowing if we don't put five runs on the board, we're going to lose. We just don't have the pitching. Now, in 2012, you could see Herrera in Holland, you know, Duffy, Yordano. You knew they were coming. You hoped that they would be as good as they ultimately turned out, but you needed stability. And that's tough when you're trying to figure out who you are as a ball player, trying to find your footing in this endlessly difficult sport that everyone tells you, oh, it's a kid's game. Oh, you're getting paid millions to go have fun. Well, it doesn't feel like a lot of fun when we're getting our brains beat in every single night and we don't have a chance because we're down five after the first. So I asked Mike Moustakas, what would be your advice to these young Royals? Because they're going through it right now, even worse. I mean, they're driving to the ballpark thinking they got to score six runs, at least six runs to win. So I asked him, what kind of advice would you give the young Royals? What would you tell these guys as they're grinding through a very, very difficult season? Here's Moose.
Keep going. This game's so hard, and you put so much pressure on yourself. You expect yourself to do so well, and you lose sight of the fact that you're playing Major League Baseball. Keep going. Things are going to turn around. They got some phenomenal baseball players over there, and just got to keep believing in themselves, keep believing in each other, and, you know, it's kind of the same message I kind of say here. You know, we got some great players with the Rockies, and we just got to keep believing in each other, keep believing in ourselves, and keep going to work every day and playing for the guy next to you. And, you know, things will work out if that's your attitude and your mindset you have.
Let's go back to the text line. Chris in Topeka writes in, Vern, Bobby Witt is a spectacular talent, and he displays it often, including today. Unfortunately, he also displays that he's only 22 quite often as well. Yeah, you're right, Chris. Really appreciating the level-headedness that I'm seeing right now on the text line. Was not expecting this. Tony writes in, Vern, the Royals should be big sellers at the deadline or sooner. There's not enough time to build around Bobby, Vinny, before they become free agents. They should get something really good in return right now. Well, Tony, I'd love to disagree, but I can't. Yeah, and I think I've said this. I know with Cody and Gold, I know with Fesco in the morning, no one should be untouchable on this team. Nobody. Now, if you want Bobby Witt Jr., boy, you are going to have to pry him from Kansas City. I mean, back up the Brinks prospect truck. If you're going to, no, that's not going to happen. I'm not saying they shouldn't be open to it, but there's just no team out there that's going to give the Royals what they should demand for a 22-year-old five-tool talent like Bobby Witt Jr. And the reason why it's not going to happen is because other teams are saying that's not a five-tool talent. That's a speed threat. It's a terrific athlete, great power, great potential. But you're asking for a Juan Soto type of return, and he hasn't done what Juan Soto's done. So I agree, no one is untouchable, but you're not going to get the type of return that would be required to part with Bobby. Honestly, I feel the same about MJ Melendez. Anyone that has underperformed early on, can't imagine you can move them, because you're selling them pennies on the dollar. Bobby, MJ, Brady Singer? No, can't happen. Can't happen. Vinny, you know, Vinny's produced, and I know he went 0 for 4 today. But Vinny's producing, Nick Prado's delivering, Michael Garcia, Michael Massey, maybe even a Daniel Lynch. You don't, and you know this, Tony, I'm not talking down to you. Only part with someone while the stock is high. That's how I feel. You know, right now, maybe I'm wrong. But Vinny will be 26 in October. This might be as valuable as Vinny Pasquantino ever is. Daniel Lynch can continue to pitch well over the next month and a half. Maybe he's as valuable as he'll ever be. Salvador Perez, no doubt, everyone is available. But I'm not giving away Brady or Bobby or MJ. And in my opinion, that's what it would be right now. Because the other team's taking a risk by bringing on an underperforming young ball player that still hasn't had a full season, right? MJ, Bobby haven't had a full above average season yet. But to your point of not enough time to build around him, as it's currently constructed, I agree. But I'm interested to see how this organization attacks this offseason. I bring up 2012 way too much. But it is apropos here because in that 2012 season, to reiterate it, they trade for Jeremy Guthrie. They trade for Irvin Santana. They trade for James Shields and Wade Davis. There's nearly 1,000 innings. Good innings. Especially Shields, Guthrie, and Santana. Those were very good innings in 2013. Now, if JJ's able to pull that off, if he's able to bring in three starting pitchers that can give you 165, 170 innings, good innings, well, then there is enough time to build around those guys. Because after the 2012 season, I'm sure many of you were saying, hey, there might not be enough time to build around Moose and Haas and Gordo and Salvi and Kane. Maybe we got to start moving a few of them. Because remember, I mean, Lorenzo Cain, by the time it locked in for him in 2014, he's 28. Moose was 26. You know, Gordo was approaching 30. Now, these guys are a lot younger than that group. At least when they won, right? 2013, 2014, 2015. These guys are a lot younger. They're more in line with that 2011, 2012 team. Always nice hearing from you, Tony. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose by a final score of 6-4. Let's head inside the clubhouse, and unfortunately, he suffers the loss today. It's Daniel Lynch, 5 innings of 3-run baseball, 6 hits, 7 strikeouts, and only 1 walk. In my opinion, in my scorebook, I'm knocking him down. I'm writing it down as 6 innings of 2-run baseball. He was so much better than what his final line would indicate. Anxious to hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
You know, starting off the game, hitting him, you know, you don't want to give him a free pass. But, you know, after that, I felt like I did a good job of continuing to attack. And, you know, just, you know, like, hits like that are going to happen. And, you know, I try to stay with what's within my control and just keep on attacking guys and keep on, you know, trying to get ahead and making good pitches. And I felt like I did that, but, you know, obviously put myself in a hole there hitting the first guy.
How do you work around soft hits like that? And, like, your focus for the next batter, I guess?
Yeah, I think you just one pitch at a time, and you really can't. I mean, that's the goal, is to get them to hit it soft. So sometimes they're going to find holes, and then, you know, I try not to get into the attitude of, oh, you know, because they're going to hit balls hard right at people. So I think there's a give and take, and if you get in the attitude of, I got so unlucky, and you don't pay attention to the times when, you know, balls are hit right at guys, you know, that's always going to even out throughout the season. So I think you just keep attacking and just keep sticking to the plan.
What's the focus after, I guess, the mindset after the first inning? You're at 38 pitches, but then you're able to get through 5 there.
Yeah, I mean, that was the focus. You know, after that, you know, as I think as starters, we all take a lot of pride in being able to, you know, bounce back from that stuff and then take the team deep into the game. And I know personally I take a lot of pride in that and being able to, you know, save the bullpen and not work those guys too hard. So I think it's, like I said, I think the approach stays the same. You just pick one pitch at a time and then, you know, just try to get ahead and get them to put the ball in play quick and get out of there quick. So that's really what I tried to do.
Yeah, five innings there from Daniel Lynch. He'll now hand it off to Brady Singer, who hopes to salvage a game in this three-game set. Here we go again. All eyes turn to Brady Singer as we say, help us, Brady Singer. You're our only hope. It's a 1:10 first pitch tomorrow. I'll be on the air beginning at 12 noon. Special thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Jim from Lincoln drove up for Cornhuskers Day. Jim, what'd you think of that 6-4 loss to the Rockies?
Well, I was really disappointed. We come down from Lincoln. We were here last weekend. We watched MJ, you know, boot one in the corner in left field. And then today he boots that one in right field early. You talked about
of Olivares in left.
Oh, was that Olivares?
Yeah,
okay.
MJ boots
my bad
in
then.
Right.
Yep. But you know that we love these guys. We're storm chasers, ticket holders, and so we come down here to see our guys more. It's more the storm chaser connection in the Royals. And
sure,
you know, we saw Bobby play his last double A game in Arkansas, and then we saw him play his first Triple-A game in Omaha, his last Triple-A game in Omaha, his first Major League game at home with the Royals. And, you know, it's just I like what you said earlier about how he's pressing and maybe take the foot off the gas a little bit, but it's really disappointing that, you know, Lynch goes out there and he throws a game and, you know, it's one error and they, you know, a routine, you know, almost a tailor-made double play ball. And we're at, you know, we're probably out of that inning, and you know, you blink and it's a five spot for the for the Rockies, and you know, hopefully we're back tomorrow. Hopefully it's better tomorrow. But wanted to chime in. Thanks for taking my call.
Now you're a great fan, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks for making the phone call. Thanks for making the trip. Let's go to Big T in Shawnee. Speaking of great fans, Big T, what's up, bud?
Yeah, hey Vern. Yeah, happy Saturday, man. Nice weather, but you know, another. You know, just another loss, and that's kind of what I want to talk about. Great call last caller. Kudos too to you, Vern, what you just said before that call and everything else been going on. So, you know, winning's contagious. When you're winning, the pitching's great, the hitting's great, the defense is great, the bench is great. You can't do nothing wrong. And boy, that's the same. You flip the other side of that coin, and it's the same with losing. Contagious. The fielding, the slumped shoulders, the bad defense, the body language, the trying to do too much, no timely hits. Everybody's hurting. And look at the bullpen. You mentioned all the names. And that's my point is it's when you got a talent like Bobby Witt, and I'm going to push back on this a little bit, what you said about you know him getting costing all five runs. The guy is an immense talent, and he's trying so damn hard to make things happen. And he wants to hit that seven-run grand slam, or be like Pat Mahomes and get that 21-point touchdown. You know, it's hard for these guys, and when they're struggling like this, it just manifests in this losing, just this spiral. And I'm worried about this, Burn. But I want to push back what you said. Daniel Lynch pitched good, but he also in that first inning hit a guy, and he also walked a guy. So other than that, I mean, you know, you can't hit guys, you can't walk guys. And
he didn't walk anybody in the first inning.
Well, not in the first. I thought they said he had back-to-back.
Yeah, he walked one batter. It was with one out in the fifth, but he struck out the next two dudes. Second. I apologize.
No, you're right. But in that first, he did hit the guy, though.
Hit the leadoff man and then got his double play ball, which is the way you erase it.
No, I hear you, Vern, and that's got to be played. But just like what I said, I think Bobby's wanting to do so damn much that the pressure is just on this guy to perform because you mentioned all those other
– That's exactly what I said, though, Big T. What are you pushing back on?
No, I'm just saying because you talk about all those other all-stars doing so great and those bigger names that got drafted ahead of him. I think he's wanting to compete with that. And then when it just – stuff like that happens – it just makes him look even worse. So I just want to lay off on Bobby Witt.
Well, I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Well, let's get the win tomorrow, Vern. That's all I ask. Get the win.
There you
go, Dick. I appreciate your time. Have a good Saturday, bud.
Always nice hearing from you. Thank you. Yeah, again, I'm a Bobby Witt Jr. fan. I understand, as much as I can, I understand what's going on with him. 22, on draft night, Jim Callis, who's one of the more, or the most respected draft analyst in baseball, Jim Callis stood there on draft night and said, this guy will impact Kansas City the same way Patrick Mahomes has impacted Kansas City. Bobby then, in the pandemic shortened season of 2020, shows up to that summer camp and quite often is the best player on the field. Lockout in 2021, he's not on the 40-man roster. He's allowed to show up to spring training. We're all there, the media, all the other minor leaguers are there, and all we're focused on is Bobby Witt Jr. 2022, he makes his debut, and many of you sat through one of the most miserable afternoons in Kansas City history just to be in the building for Bobby Witt making his big league debut. And what does he do? He drives in the game-winning run. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me with this kid? He's stealing bags. He's making highlight plays. But he's not winning. And that's all he wants. All he wants to do is compete with his buddies and win and have fun. And sure, he's surrounded by other first-round picks in Singer and Lynch and Prado. Second-round pick in MJ Melendez. Bloodline, studs, athletes like Michael Garcia. He's surrounded by a lot of other very good young talent, and yet he's different, right? It's like if Moose didn't have Haas or Haas didn't have Moose, if it wasn't two top three picks, right? Those guys became like elemental. Just they always go together, right? Moose and Haas. It's Bobby Witt Jr. For as much as I want to put MJ and Vinny and Massey and Prado or whoever into that, it's Bobby Witt Jr. He's the only top three pick. He's the only guy that was really debated as the number one overall pick, like he was in 2019. It's a different spotlight on him. And like Moose said, you expect to do so well, you forget that you're in Major League Baseball. You focus so much on yourself that you forget you're living your dream right now. So all I want him to do is take a big old deep breath, take a step back and look around and say, I'm one of 26. I know there's people inside Kauffman Stadium. I know there's people on my own radio station, 610 Sports Radio, that expect Bobby to lead the way night in and night out. That's not how it works in baseball. You remember Kansas City. You remember that championship team. Everyone had a moment. Everyone on that team had a moment. When that World Series concluded, it wasn't obvious that Salvi was the MVP. I had no idea who was going to be the MVP. Same after the ALCS against Toronto. Who is it? Could have been so many different players, but that's what equates to a championship. Everyone. Now, 22, could you imagine? Of course he thinks he needs to do it all himself. Of course he's at a 12 when we need him at like a 9. Just dial it back a touch. I don't sympathize, empathize. I don't think I can empathize because I've never been in a position like that. I can understand. I can try to understand. I can sympathize. It's bottom line business, though. It's a big boy business. So certainly not down on Bobby Witt Jr. But yeah, the 5 runs in the first inning, I lay those at his feet. The missed run in the third inning, I lay that at his feet. Appreciate the phone call, Big T. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line is always there as well. From the 913. Vern, in the 7 years of rebuilding, you fire coaches, you fire Dayton, you bring in his right-hand man and J.J. Piccolo. Vern, this organization is being run into the ground. I don't trust any of these coaches to develop. I don't trust this organization to make trades. As Vern, I've been a Royals fan my whole life, and it's sickening to go to game after game and watch this product. Well, I appreciate you writing in. And I understand, I don't think now's the time to explain how J.J. Piccolo is a completely different person than Dayton Moore, but I'm excited to see what he does at the deadline. And I don't know how close you pay attention to the minor leagues, but his trade deadline last year, looking real good. Drew Waters, on base twice today. Covered a million miles in center field, especially that catch in the second inning. Keep in mind, Daniel Lynch in the first inning gets his routine double play ball that Bobby Witt Jr. is unable to play, unable to make the play. Took a while to record that first out in the first inning. In the second inning, leadoff single to the nine hitter, and then Charlie Blackmon belts one into the left center field gap, and Drew Waters runs a country mile and tracks it down. Acquired Drew Waters at the deadline, and Andrew Hoffman, along with CJ Alexander, brought three players in from the Atlanta Braves for a draft pick. Andrew Hoffman has been dealing down at the AA level. He's a 23-year-old right-hander that has made 10 starts this season, and in those 10 starts, he has gone at least five innings and five straight, hasn't allowed more than three earned runs, 48 strikeouts in 48 innings. That's a win. The Andrew Benintendi trade to the New York Yankees brought in another 23-year-old right-hander, big old 6'5 dude named Chandler Champlain. He's got an ERA in the twos through nine starts. 49 strikeouts in 50 innings. He's given up less than one base runner per inning. So I thought JJ did very well last year at the deadline. I'm excited to see what he does this year at the deadline. So I disagree with that. Coaching staff, I'm a fan of them as men and the beliefs that they have. 58 games into the season, I'm still trying to understand. I think we're too early into the season to lay much blame when it comes to the lack of focus and the defensive miscues. I'm not pointing fingers at the coaching staff just yet. I'm pointing more towards youth, although the old adage of you're either coaching it or allowing it, that is ringing in my head. Text line's always there for you. Same as our phone number, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose to the Rockies 6-4. They hope to avoid a sweep tomorrow afternoon. We'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
That's a final here at Kauffman Stadium. 6-4, Royals lose to the Rockies. Record falls to 17-41. Woof. I mentioned the young pitching. One of the guys I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck show went out there and shoved. Royals took him last year in the 11th round out of Oklahoma. 22-year-old right-hander, big old dude, 6'4", 215, David Sandlin went out and threw another quality start today. Six innings, three runs on three hits, 10 strikeouts, and not a single walk. Now, he's pitching down at the low A level, but 10 punch-outs in six innings in his, 11th No. 10th start of the season. 10 starts, 66 strikeouts in 47 innings, an ERA of 3.66. So there is pitching talent in the system. When do they reach the big leagues? Do they reach the big leagues? That's the project right now for J.J. Piccolo and the rest of this Royals organization. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. My game notes after this two-run defeat are presented, as always, by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Nick Prado's first career leadoff home run makes him the fifth left-handed hitter in Royals history to hit a leadoff bomb against a left-handed pitcher. Did you follow all that? Lefty batter, lefty pitcher, leadoff home run. Prado's the fifth to ever do it. Any guesses? Is that maybe the pitch clock question for tomorrow? The answers, by the way, Alex Gordon, Johnny Damon, David DeJesus, and Aaron Guile. Royals are now 24 games below 500. That's a new low watermark for the season. Let's go back to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610 from the 785. Hey, Vern, do you feel like defense is more coachable than hitting or pitching? Man. I would think pitching would be the most difficult to coach. I guess defense, sure, sure. I mean, so long as you have the baseline of you're an athlete, right? Like if I went down on the field and said, all right, Jose Aguacil, teach me defense. Alex Zumwalt, show me how to hit. Brian Sweeney, teach me how to pitch. Brian Sweeney would have absolutely no chance. Alex Zumwalt would have no chance. I mean, Jose Aguacil would have no chance either. But yeah, to answer your question, I feel like defense would be the easiest to coach, but it's all incredibly difficult. Appreciate you listening. Hey, Cheryl in Hyde Park writing in. Nice to hear from you, Cheryl. She says, Vern, love the interview on the pregame show with Moose. The way all the guys are still together, the camaraderie. Vern, the camaraderie is the secret sauce. I'm with you and the Royals every day, all the way. My question is the camaraderie, is it the secret sauce? When Moose says there's still a team of good friends, that 2015 team, is that missing? Do you think these young players have worked so hard to be at this level, they don't know what it's like to play as a team? That's what the players in 2012-13.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to get ahead and get them to put the ball in play quick and get out of there quick. So that's really what I tried to do.
Yeah, five innings there from Daniel Lynch. He'll now hand it off to Brady Singer, who hopes to salvage a game in this three-game set. Here we go again. All eyes turn to Brady Singer as we say, help us, Brady Singer. You're our only hope. It's a 1:10 first pitch tomorrow. I'll be on the air beginning at 12 noon. Special thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Jim from Lincoln drove up for Cornhuskers Day. Jim, what'd you think of that 6-4 loss to the Rockies?
Well, I was really disappointed. We come down from Lincoln. We were here last weekend. We watched MJ, boot one in the corner in left field. And then today he boots that one in right field early. You talked about
I think
the one
you're thinking
went
of Olivares in left.
Oh, was that Olivares?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. MJ boots
bad
him
then.
Right. Yep.
But we love these guys. We're Storm Chasers ticket holders, and so we come down here to see our guys more. It's more the Storm Chaser connection in the Royals, and
sure.
We saw Bobby play his last Double A game in Arkansas, and then we saw him play his first Triple A game in Omaha, his last Triple A game in Omaha, his first Major League game at home with the Royals. And it's just I like what you said earlier about how he's pressing and maybe take the foot off the gas a little bit, but it's really disappointing that Lynch goes out there and he throws a game and it's one error and a routine almost a tailor-made double play ball. And we're probably out of that inning, and you blink and it's a five spot for the for the Rockies, and hopefully we're back tomorrow. Hopefully it's better tomorrow. But wanted to chime in. Thanks for taking my call.
Now you're a great fan, Jim. I appreciate it. Thanks for making the phone call. Thanks for making the trip. Let's go to Big T in Shawnee. Speaking of great fans, Big T, what's up, bud?
Yeah, hey Vern. Yeah, happy Saturday, man. Nice weather, but another. Just another loss, and that's kind of what I want to talk about. Great call last caller. Kudos too to you, Vern, what you just said before that call and everything else been going on. So winning's contagious. When you're winning, the pitching's great, the hitting's great, the defense is great, the bench is great, you can't do nothing wrong. And boy, that's the same. You flip the other side of that coin, and it's the same with losing. Contagious. The fielding, the slumped shoulders, the bad defense, the body language, the trying to do too much, no timely hits. Everybody's hurting. And look at the bullpen. You mentioned all the names. And that's my point, is it's when you got a talent like Bobby Witt, and I'm going to push back on this a little bit, what you said about him getting costing all five runs. Mm-hmm. The guy is an immense talent, and he's trying so damn hard to make things happen. Mm-hmm. And he wants to hit that 7-run grand slam, or be like Pat Mahomes and get that 21-point touchdown. It's hard for these guys, and when they're struggling like this, it just manifests in this losing, just this spiral. And I'm worried about this, Burn. But I want to push back what you said. Daniel Lynch pitched good, but he also in that first inning hit a guy, and he also walked a guy. So other than that, I mean, you can't hit guys, you can't walk guys. And
he didn't walk anybody in the first inning.
Well, not in the first. I thought they said he had back-to-back.
Yeah, he walked one batter. It was with one out in the fifth, but he struck out the next two dudes. Second. I apologize.
No, you're right. But in that first, he did hit the guy, though.
Hit the leadoff man and then got his double play ball, which is the way you erase it.
No, I hear you, Vern, and that's got to be played. But just like what I said, I think Bobby's wanting to do so damn much that the pressure is just on this guy to perform, because you mentioned all those other.
That's exactly what I said, though, Big T. What are you pushing back on?
No, I'm just saying because you talk about all those other all-stars doing so great and those bigger names that got drafted, you know, ahead of him. I think he's wanting to compete with that. And then when it just stuff like that happens, it just makes him look even worse. So I just want to lay off on Bobby Witt.
Well, I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Well, let's get the win tomorrow, Vern. That's all I ask. Get the win.
There you go,
Big T. I appreciate your time. Have a good Saturday, buddy.
Always nice hearing from you. Thank you. Yeah, again, I'm a Bobby Witt Jr. fan. I understand as much as I can. I understand what's going on with him. 22 on draft night, Jim Callis, who's one of the more or the most respected draft analyst in baseball, Jim Callis stood there on draft night and said, this guy will impact Kansas City the same way Patrick Mahomes has impacted Kansas City. Bobby then, in the pandemic shortened season of 2020, shows up to that summer camp and quite often is the best player on the field. Lockout in 2021, he's not on the 40-man roster. He's allowed to show up to spring training. We're all there, the media, all the other minor leaguers are there, and all we're focused on is Bobby Witt Jr. 2022, he makes his debut, and many of you sat through one of the most miserable afternoons in Kansas City history just to be in the building for Bobby Witt making his big league debut. And what does he do? He drives in the game-winning run. Oh, my God, are you kidding me with this kid? He's stealing bags. He's making highlight plays. But he's not winning, and that's all he wants. All he wants to do is compete with his buddies and win and have fun. And sure, he's surrounded by other first-round picks in Singer and Lynch and Prado, second-round pick in MJ Melendez, bloodline, studs, athletes like Michael Garcia. He's surrounded by a lot of other very good young talent, and yet he's different, right? It's like if Moose didn't have Haas or Haas didn't have Moose, if it wasn't two top three picks, right? Those guys became like elemental. Just they always go together. Right? Moose and Haas. It's Bobby Witt Jr. For as much as I want to put MJ and Vinny and Massey and Prado or whoever into that, it's Bobby Witt Jr. He's the only top three pick. He's the only guy that was really debated as the number one overall pick, like he was in 2019. It's a different spotlight on him. And like Moose said, you expect to do so well, you forget that you're in Major League Baseball. You focus so much on yourself that you forget you're living your dream right now. So all I want him to do is take a big old deep breath, take a step back and look around and say, I'm one of 26. I know there's people inside Kauffman Stadium. I know there's people on my own radio station, 610 Sports Radio, that expect Bobby to lead the way night in and night out. That's not how it works in baseball. You remember Kansas City. You remember that championship team. Everyone had a moment. Everyone on that team had a moment. When that World Series concluded, it wasn't obvious that Salvi was the MVP. I had no idea who was going to be the MVP. Same after the ALCS against Toronto. Who is it? Could have been so many different players, but that's what equates to a championship. Everyone. Now, 22, could you imagine? Of course he thinks he needs to do it all himself. Of course he's at a 12 when we need him at like a 9. Just dial it back a touch. I don't know, empathize. I don't think I can empathize because I've never been in a position like that. I can understand. I can try to understand. I can sympathize. It's bottom line business, though. It's a big boy business. So certainly not down on Bobby Witt Jr. But yeah, the five runs in the first inning, I lay those at his feet. The missed run in the third inning, I lay that at his feet. Appreciate the phone call, Big T. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line is always there as well. From the 913, Vern, in the 7 years of rebuilding, you fire coaches, you fire Dayton, you bring in his right-hand man and J.J. Piccolo. Vern, this organization is being run into the ground. I don't trust any of these coaches to develop. I don't trust this organization to make trades. As Vern, I've been a Royals fan my whole life, and it's sickening to go to game after game and watch this product. Well, I appreciate you writing in. And I understand, I don't think now's the time to explain how J.J. Piccolo is a completely different person than Dayton Moore, but I'm excited to see what he does at the deadline. I don't know how close you pay attention to the minor leagues, but his trade deadline last year, looking real good. Drew Waters, on base twice today, covered a million miles in center field, especially that catch in the second inning. Keep in mind, Daniel Lynch in the first inning gets his routine double play ball that Bobby Witt Jr. is unable to play, unable to make the play. Took a while to record that first out in the first inning. In the second inning, leadoff single to the nine hitter, and then Charlie Blackmon belts one into the left center field gap, and Drew Waters runs a country mile and tracks it down. Acquired Drew Waters at the deadline, and Andrew Hoffman, along with CJ Alexander, brought three players in from the Atlanta Braves for a draft pick. Andrew Hoffman has been dealing down at the AA level. He's a 23-year-old right-hander that has made 10 starts this season, and in those 10 starts, he has gone at least five innings and five straight, hasn't allowed more than three earned runs, 48 strikeouts in 48 innings. That's a win. The Andrew Benintendi trade to the New York Yankees brought in another 23-year-old right-hander, big old 6'5 dude named Chandler Champlain. He's got an ERA in the twos through nine starts, 49 strikeouts in 50 innings. He's given up less than one base runner per inning. So I thought JJ did very well last year at the deadline. I'm excited to see what he does this year at the deadline. So I disagree with that. Coaching staff, I'm a fan of them as men and the beliefs that they have. 58 games into the season, I'm still trying to understand. I think we're too early into the season to lay much blame when it comes to the lack of focus and the defensive miscues. I'm not pointing fingers at the coaching staff just yet. I'm pointing more towards youth, although the old adage of you're either coaching it or allowing it, that is ringing in my head. Text line's always there for you. Same as our phone number, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose to the Rockies 6-4. They hope to avoid a sweep tomorrow afternoon. We'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
That's a final here at Kauffman Stadium. 6-4, Royals lose to the Rockies. Record falls to 17-41. Woof. I mentioned the young pitching. One of the guys I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck show went out there and shoved. Royals took him last year in the 11th round out of Oklahoma. 22-year-old right-hander, big old dude, 6'4", 215, David Sandlin went out and threw another quality start today. Six innings, three runs on three hits, 10 strikeouts, and not a single walk. Now, he's pitching down at the low A level. But 10 punch-outs in 6 innings in his, 10th start of the season. 10 starts, 66 strikeouts in 47 innings, an ERA of 3.66. So there is pitching talent in the system. When do they reach the big leagues? Do they reach the big leagues? That's the project right now for J.J. Piccolo and the rest of this Royals organization. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. My game notes after this two-run defeat are presented, as always, by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Nick Prado's first career leadoff home run makes him the fifth left-handed hitter in Royals history to hit a leadoff bomb against a left-handed pitcher. Do you follow all that? Lefty batter, lefty pitcher, leadoff home run. Prado's the fifth to ever do it. Any guesses? Is that maybe the pitch clock question for tomorrow? The answers, by the way, Alex Gordon, Johnny Damon, David DeJesus, and Aaron Guile. Royals are now 24 games below 500. That's a new low watermark for the season. Let's go back to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610 from the 785. Hey, Vern, do you feel like defense is more coachable than hitting or pitching? Man. I would think pitching would be the most difficult to coach. I guess defense, sure. I mean, so long as you have the baseline of you're an athlete, right? Like if I went down on the field and said, all right, Jose Aguacil, teach me defense. Alex Zumwalt, show me how to hit. Brian Sweeney, teach me how to pitch. Brian Sweeney would have absolutely no chance. Alex Zumwalt would have no chance. Jose Aguacil would have no chance either. But yeah, to answer your question, I feel like defense would be the easiest to coach, but it's all incredibly difficult. Appreciate you listening. Hey, Cheryl in Hyde Park writing in. Nice to hear from you, Cheryl. She says, Vern, love the interview on the pregame show with Moose. The way all the guys are still together, the camaraderie. Vern, the camaraderie is the secret sauce. I'm with you and the Royals every day, all the way. My question is the camaraderie, is it the secret sauce? When Moose says there's still a team of good friends, that 2015 team, is that missing? Do you think these young players have worked so hard to be at this level, they don't know what it's like to play as a team? That's what the players in 2012, 13, and 15 certainly realized. Cheryl, I'll answer that in just a second, but for those that missed it, Mike Moustakas was asked by Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City about that 2015 team and whether or not, they still stay in contact. Here's what Moose said.
We actually keep in touch a lot. I saw Lo Kane's retirement ceremony not too long ago, and I brought some tears to my eyes seeing one of my brothers going through that, so it was pretty amazing. Talk to Salvi every now and then. Haas, Dice, Gordo, Hoach, Holly, Wade, all the boys. We all keep in touch. We've got a good group chat going. It's pretty cool. Again, it's a special group that we had here, and it's one of those things where, obviously we won the World Series, so we would keep in contact through that alone, but just because of how close we became, there's nothing that'll ever stop that.
Cheryl, to answer your question, though, no, I don't think that's missing from this team. They're very close, especially those, hitters that came up together, the pitchers that came up together. I got nothing negative to report as far as the clubhouse is concerned. In fact, Cheryl, you'll remember 2012, 2013, even for a majority of 2014. They weren't always playing team baseball. Eric Hosmer's rolling over to the right side endlessly. Mike Moustakas is pulling everything. Now, keep the line moving really didn't start until the final month and a half of that 2014 season. So I say it a lot because I believe it's true. Outside of Salvi and, of course, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr. and Matt Duffy, outside of those guys, everyone else is still trying to find their footing in the big leagues. And it's always been my belief, it's tough to trust the guy behind you. It's tough to pass the baton or keep the line moving or play team baseball if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't have confidence that I belong here. I'm not saying they all don't have confidence, but it leaves on occasion. It's fleeting. I mean, of the young hitters, Vinny Pasquantino to me is the guy that everyone else should attempt to emulate. Easier said than done. And it reminds me of what Vinny said to Steve Stewart recently. Vinny was asked, do you think other teams fear you? Meaning, we can't let Vinny Pasquantino beat us. Listen to Vinny's answer, especially what he has to say at the very end. Let's get to that.
Full year yet, but that the other teams kind of have you circled a little bit where you're kind of the guy they don't want to let beat them. And if so, can that change your approach? You know, they're bringing in a different pitcher, things like that, when you're coming to the plate now.
I don't know if I've necessarily felt that, just because I think teams now are so good at game planning that it isn't really like, hey, we can't let this guy beat us because there's so many, you know, there's so many different ways. There's so much there. But to be honest, I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that they circle. And that's always been my goal is I want to be a guy that teams fear. And I don't know if I've done enough for that yet. I don't really care. In my mind, that's who I think I am. So for me, when it comes to hitting, there is a little bit of an ego there because I feel like I'm good enough for that. And sometimes I have to prove that to myself. That's what I want to be. So if I'm not right now, that's what I'd like to be. And I would hope that everybody in that locker room also wants to be that guy. So for me, that's how I treat hitting. It's just like I go up there with all the confidence in the world every single at bat. And if I don't have that real confidence, I fake it. So for me, it's just, I want to be that guy. I don't know if I am that guy, but that's what I want.
Oh, does that make anyone else smile ear to ear when he says, faking the confidence?
It's just like I go up there with all the confidence in the world every single at bat. And if I don't have that real confidence, I fake it.
Love it. God, I love that. Yeah, that's not easy to do, man. It is not easy to fake confidence, to front on a big league diamond, because normally the opposition sees right through that. I don't know if they do with Vinny. He's able to put on that front. It's tough, man. Just observing, it appears tough. I can't imagine to actually go out there and do it. So until you believe I belong in the big leagues, I'm comfortable with my lot in life and the player that I am and what my duty is to this team, until you get there, you can't think about hitting the ball to the opposite field or just taking my walk and passing the baton to the guy hitting behind me. First, you need to believe in yourself to take that walk, to hit that sacrifice, to hit it to the opposite field, because sometimes Bobby or MJ, hey, I got to hit a 5-run home run right now. I got to win the game right now. No, 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 no. So first you got to believe in yourself. Then you got to believe in the guy hitting behind you. You got to believe in that teammate. Not just talk. Truly believe that he's going to do his job. So all you got to do is yours. There's steps to this. Moose and Haas and Gordo and Salvi and Billy and the rest, they all took those steps. It's easy to forget those steps because we saw them at the top. We saw them as champions. You don't always remember the climb or just how long it truly was. We tend to shorten it and act as if, oh, it was just a brief moment in time in 2012 when they struggled, and then it was all sunshine and rainbows after that. It was anything but. 2013 ended nice. The final few days of 2014 were fun. And yes, all of 2015 was a blast. But 2014 was bumpy. 2013 was bumpy. Cheryl, thank you very much for listening. And Cheryl, like many of you, if you don't, let me remind you, you can listen to the podcast of the postgame show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern. It'll get delivered right to your phone. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Our buddy Stefan writes in, Vern, I literally hurt for Salvador Perez. I can't decide what is more, what is most remarkable about this legendary Royal. Is it his considerable talents? Is it his incredible positivity and joy? Or is it his resilience to endure this depressing dumpster fire of a situation? Vern, he deserves so much better than this. Signed, Stefan. You're not going to hear me say anything to the contrary regarding the great number 13. Terry in Green Bay writes in, Vern, I thought with the Rockies coming to town on a losing streak, we could take 2 of 3 or maybe even sweep the team. Nope. We're the ones looking to get swept tomorrow. Vern, I'm now with Fesco in the morning. Everybody is tradable. Signed, Terry in Green Bay. Yeah, Fesco's been on that since the end of April, I believe. And Terry, that's on you for looking down your nose at the Colorado Rockies. I don't know. And you're not the only one, Terry. I had people all over Kauffman Stadium coming up to me going, oh, Vern, 2 of 3, right? We're going to take this series. I said, I hope so. But did you forget Oakland coming to town taking 2 of 3? Did you forget the Washington Nationals come to town and took 2 of 3? I ain't looking past no one. I ain't expecting nothing as far as a series victory. I wish I could, but I ain't setting myself up for disaster like that. From the 816, Vern, what happened to Big T's choo-choo? You made him feel bad. No. He's Big T's done the choo-choo thing a few times this year. They're 17-41. What are we? Well, it's not a horn. What's that called? Who cares? Whatever it is, he's not doing it. He's bummed out. He loves the Royals, and they are not loving him back so far in 2023. Not really loving Brady Singer all that much so far in 2023. But I know I remain a fan. I remain supportive. I remain a believer. I mean, honestly, got no other choice because here we go again, like we did seemingly every fifth day last year. Our lonely eyes turn to Brady Singer and we beg him, please lead us to victory. Stop the bleeding. It's Brady Singer tomorrow opposite lefty Kyle Freeland. It's a 1:10 first pitch and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. Come on, Brady. Come on. Man, I've been riding with you, Brady. I need you tomorrow, bud. I also got to pick a winner on the double play. Man, oh, man. Chris Unocero, great job as always. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 12 noon, right here on 610 Sports Radio. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.